T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Sedens.
And I'm Karen Adams. It's a hot, busy afternoon for firefighters across Southern California. In Sunland, a man has been detained for questioning in connection with the fire there. It's burned about 10 acres north of Ellenbogen Street between Ora Vista and Mount Gleason. But LA Fire spokeswoman Margaret Stewart says crews are making good progress against the flames.
Right now, the active fire is on the Zulu side, so it's on the right side of the fire. We haven't completely stopped forward progress there. However, the other sides of the fire are under control. Fortunately, we don't have any homes threatened. None have been damaged. We've had no injuries reported.
Crews have stopped the forward progress of a fire in Ventura County, just west of Chatsworth. That one burned 25 acres, but no structures damaged.
Police in Santa Ana report a dramatic rise in what was a relatively uncommon crime.
Street racing is the newest problem to hit the streets for cops in Santa Ana. It's out of control, they say.
Now we're seeing it almost 3 or 4 times a week.
Corporal Anthony Bertagna, speaking with KNX, tells us that this used to be something that was somewhat rare.
We used to see it just on the weekends. It's usually at night.
An especially unusual daytime race this past Thursday, Bristol Street and Santa Clara Avenue, resulted in one of the vehicles hitting and killing a person. Both drivers arrested, but one is hospitalized.
He sustained major injuries. He was transported and still in the hospital.
The victim was a longtime news editor at the Orange County Register. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A new lawsuit accuses the Pomona Police Department of wasting taxpayer money on illegal training and policy designed to undermine a state law that limits the use of deadly force by officers.
The ACLU's complaint claims the department is misrepresenting the new law, which took effect in January, and limits police use of deadly force to only when necessary rather than just reasonable. It alleges public funds and employee time are being misused to promote the erroneous message that nothing has changed. The suit notes Pomona police have fatally shot 3 people this year.
The people have a say in how police departments get funded, use their funding, and you know, we have a strong interest in making sure that those funds are spent in accordance with the law.
ACLU staff attorney Eva Bitran.
We have heard from our community partners and the people who we work closely with in Pomona, including our plaintiff, Gente Organizada, that there really is an accountability problem in the city of Pomona with who the council listens to in terms of setting policy and spending taxpayer resources.
We have reached out to Pomona officials for comment. No response yet. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Orange County has now updated its coronavirus figures. Health officials report another 14 fatalities, total of 618 deaths since the start of the pandemic in Orange County. Another 418 people have tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the OC's total to over 36,000.
Librarians have to do detective work on the job by tracking down hard-to-find books and other materials. Now they're using those skills to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. About 75 librarians and staffers from the LA Public Library system are now contact tracers, tasked with finding people who may have been exposed to the virus. Denise Nosset is a senior librarian at the Wilmington branch. She tells KNX she leads a contact tracing team.
We work for the library because we want to help people, and it's kind of hard to do that from home. But this is really a great combination of being able to serve our communities and help them, as well as trying to help the health department.
Nosset says it's been a mix as far as cooperation from the public. She says some people are helpful while others are suspicious.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.